Okay, as we heard there, while the Senate is focused on this so-called Gang of Six plan, the House was focused on a very different bill yesterday. For a closer look at how the two chambers might find common ground, we're joined by NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
So talk to me about this bill that the House passed yesterday. It does not look likely to go anywhere. The president has already said he would consider vetoing it. Why is the House spending time at this crucial hour on this bill? They call it the cut, cap, and balance.
You know, Mary Louise, it's actually kind of a great metaphor for what's going on in Congress in general. I mean, the Republicans brought the bill to the House floor after writing it among themselves with no consultation with Democrats or the Senate. So rather than it being like a real viable plan for getting control of the deficits and debt, it became a kind of treatise on what Republicans would do if they controlled everything, but they don't. And that's sort of the partisan problem that Congress has had, especially in divided government. It was politically important, though, in one way. It gave the GOP, especially that huge class of brand new Republicans that identifies with the Tea Party, it gave them something to vote for when they've been against almost every other plan.
Well, and as you talk to lawmakers in the House, do they sound open to considering this other plan that seems to be gaining some traction in the Senate, the Gang of Six plan?
It does seem like, as David just said, that very few of them have completely dismissed the plan out of hand. Now, that is good news for the negotiators, because so many other plans have been dismissed out of hand. So far, though, this new idea has gotten kind of a tepid result from the leaders. Certainly, all of their ears perk up at the idea of hearing of lowering tax rates on corporations and individuals, but every leader who has spoken so far and who I've spoken to have warned that they have not seen the details yet, and they need to see that.
You know, on the Senate side, we heard there about Senator Coburn's return to the talks, Republican Senator Tom Coburn returning to the talks, and that may be seen as a sign that some conservatives have taken their principled stand, and now maybe they are ready to bargain. Do you see lawmakers in the House perhaps following that path?
Well, I think, you know, what it looks like is that House Republicans, especially the leadership, got scared a little bit by the fallback plan that came about, which essentially would hand the keys of, you know, raising the debt limit over to the president, with a few sort of show votes saying we don't want him to do this, but allowing him to do it themselves. That's the sort of deep backup plan that there is in effect right now. And I think that Republican House leaders see that as so toxic that they are now willing to go ahead and look at a deal. And like I said, the power of saying we're ready to lower tax rates on individuals and businesses, that's pretty powerful among Republicans.
Now, meanwhile, though, there are still some in the Republican Party, including some of the presidential candidates out on the campaign trail, who continue to oppose any plan that involves raising the debt ceiling. They're still not budging, is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? They're probably not likely to budge. The one other thing in the plan that could be seductive to people like them is this idea of getting rid of some small part of President Obama's health care law. That is being tossed about in the plan right now.
And the Gang of Six plan we're talking now, the Senate.
Exactly, mm-hmm. in the Gang of Six plan, and that is attractive to some of those candidates as well. It'll be interesting to see if this plan becomes something that just barely ekes by the House with 218 votes, or if it's something that can actually gain the broad support of a coalition across the country. And if it does, then it's possible that some of those Republican presidential hopefuls could climb on board.
All right. Thanks so much, Andrea.
My pleasure.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook.